Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, hey, it is Yolanda Shoshana. How are you? As for me, I'm still kicking it in the Bronx during this quarantine, being as productive as I can be, going on my walk still. I got a great delivery from Fresh Direct yesterday, so I don't have to go stand in line for groceries today, which is awesome. It's like I hit the lotto. When you get that delivery date and time, it's like the hottest thing. So it's really nice. And I'm also watching lots of TV, movies, shows, and all that good stuff. If you've ever been to my site, awitchintheworld.com, you know that I love to pair wine and spirits with TV and movie. So go check that out if that's something you're into. But before all this started, before the quarantine, I was going to start doing some movie reviews. Since I'm a member of Soho House, I get to see a lot of the latest movies that come out. We get them normally the same weekend, sometimes maybe a little bit before a movie drops. But I figured I'd start doing some movie TV reviews here. Good way to start and get some stuff out. I'm not watching the new releases that are dropping the video. I'm just watching random stuff on lots of different services. So that's what I will be doing now. So I watched a movie last night called The Sixth Friend. Now, if you know anything about me, you know I love thrillers with killers and gore, and I could watch the ID channel all day. I love that shit. It's the genre I really want to work in. So that's why I kind of stopped on The Sixth Friend. And the movie is from 2016. So it's a few years old. But not too dated. And it was directed by Letitia Clouston, and it stars Jamie Bernadette, Chantel Albers, Dominique Swan, Jessica Morris, who used to be on soap operas. Hello, Jessica. Tanya Nolan and Monique Rosario. So it's about these ladies. It's about six ladies who have a reunion, and they go to the woods to rekindle their friendship. Now, if you know anything about movies, when people go to the woods, you know shit's about to go down, right? There's always a killer out there somewhere. You know, every time I watch these movies, I'm thinking, oh my God, I should live in the woods. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. Look at the pond. The birds are singing. It's all good. But you know, shit goes down and there's nobody near you. So if you scream, the only person that's going to hear you is the killer. So back to these ladies. So the six of them go for this reunion. It's not a happy reunion because they witnessed a friend being raped by a man named Tyler, and these friends whooped Tyler's ass, stabbed him to death. They went postal on him and they killed him. And that, of course, took a toll on their friendship, and they hadn't really spoken. They hadn't really been together. So one of them had the idea, hey, we're going to go to my mom's cabin and we're going to like kind of rekindle the friendship, right? So this is kind of how it all starts. The story centers around a woman named Joey, who is a hot mess, and she hasn't been the same since that night. She actually did not stab Tyler. She watched as the other five stabbed Tyler repeatedly. So, but she's been a mess ever since. So, she's having issues. She's not feeling comfortable. You can kind of see it in her face. She's looking out the window and then she thinks she sees Tyler. It's all kind of coming back to her. And then one of her friends asks her, hey, what's wrong? And that's when she kind of loses it, because she says she doesn't want to talk about it. And she knew that getting together with them would be a bad idea because she didn't want to go into any of the details anymore. So she's like, hey, I'm out of here. But one problem, Joey did not drive. Somebody drove her, so she doesn't have a car to go anywhere. And her friend kind of talks her out of it. She's like, okay, look, I'll take you back tomorrow. So they all kind of say, okay, we're going to spend the night here anyway. Joey calms down a little bit, but then a lot of the women keep looking outside and they're seeing Tyler, or they think they see Tyler. And finally, one of them admits, I've seen him too. And so they all kind of come clean that they've been seeing Tyler or somebody they think is Tyler popping up wherever they live, wherever they are. And they're like, huh. So as they're having this conversation, all of a sudden they hear noises. And that's when you know shit's about to go down, right? So Katie, everybody grabs a knife. So everybody gets like something, like a weapon in their hand, ready to fight. And after they kind of calm down a little bit, Katie's like, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm going back to LA where they have guns. And I'm like, okay, girl, I got you. I got you. So she decides to go get in her car and leave by herself. Now, you already know. I mean, right? You already know. Katie's in the car by herself driving. The rest of the girls are back at the house. So they're gathering their stuff because they want to follow Katie. And they're like, okay, we're going to all leave tonight too. So let's get back to Katie. Katie's driving along the way. And you know, as you're watching, you keep thinking, okay, somebody's going to jump out of the woods. Something bad's going to happen. Well, Katie runs out of gas. She says, but I filled up the tank. I'm like, girl, you should have known better. So she's in the woods by herself. You're still thinking somebody's about to jump out of the woods, something's about to go down. Back to the girls at the house. So everybody's packing, saying this is a bad idea, we should have known, da 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 da. There's a knock on the door, they all freeze. I mean, wouldn't you? They all freeze and then they open the door and it's Katie. What? And she comes back in the house. This isn't good. Her coming back in the house is not good at all. So everybody's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So they decide to run upstairs and lock themselves in the top bedroom. So I'm like, okay, smart. But then they start thinking, oh, we're gonna run to the neighbors, which isn't close, and call the police. They're gonna break into the neighbor's house and call the police because the neighbors aren't even there. So then they go to the kitchen, and two of them pick up big knives. One picks up a cast iron skillet. And I'm like, that's my girl right there, because I probably would have done the same thing. So they're going to try to go to the neighbors and call the police, where two of them are going to stay back of the house because one of them took some pills and she was freaking out. And so one says, okay, I'll stay with her. You know that's bad too, right? Because you don't really want to stay in the house. So I'm going to kind of stop there because I will leave the rest because there are a few twists and turns in it. Nothing that'll make you go, oh my God, but there are some twists and some turns, and I don't want to ruin some of the element of what happens in it. But these ladies are a mess. It's kind of about how they all have gone on with their lives after this ordeal. One of them is on talk shows all the time, so she's kind of like a little mini celebrity. Loves to be known for this, and everybody else is either drinking too much, taking drugs, or they're just trying to figure out how to move on after the whole Tyler ordeal and nobody sleeping good and all of that. So it's all of this going on, and you know, it's a fun movie. I say grab something good to drink and watch it, and it'll make you chuckle. Especially if you're into like thrillers and slash movies and all that kind of good stuff. I had margaritas while I watched it, so I enjoyed that. And though it'd be great with a nice red wine, just to kick back and have a nice red wine. So it's just about these six ladies and what happens in the woods. So check it out. I don't have a rating system yet. I got to come up with a rating system. I give this about a C. I guess like a C. It's not bad. It's a mindless fun movie to watch. So it's like about a C. And yeah, I've watched it on Amazon Prime, but if you are like me and have like a Roku or a directory, you can throw that in a search because I'm sure it's probably on a few other streaming services as well. It's just one of those movies that you would find in a few places. Next up, I'm watching V Wars. I started watching because the two leads are hot. I mean, they're good looking. So I was like, oh, I'll just look at some cute men, but I'm kind of enjoying it. It's all about vampires. And the sad thing though is I know there's only going to be one season of it because Netflix decided not to renew it, but so far I'm enjoying it. I'm on episode two, so I will report back on V Wars if you're into vampires. I'm because I'm into vampires, why not? It might just be your jam. So anyway, check out The Sixth Friend. If you do, let me know if you liked it or not. And if you're watching something fun, please let me know because I'm always on the lookout. Until next time, peace, love, and cheers.